Welcome back to another busy day of your talk show out here live from the Rock 94 H Fair at the Badgerland Financial Broadcast Tent. Come on out, say hello right now. If you're wandering by, you can say hello to a challenger to House Speaker and Congressman Paul Ryan in Wisconsin's 1st U.S. Congressional District. Paul Nealon in the tent with us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tim. Good to be here.
Thanks for joining us. Tell us how it's been going so far on the campaign trail.
It's going great. If you recall, the last time I met with you was, I want to say it was June, and, you know, the poll numbers were significantly different than they are right now. We're well within striking distance. The last poll had us 43, Ryan, 32, me, with 25% undecided. And as we all know, undecideds typically break for the challenger, and we're running a great race. We've raised, we should hit $1 million this week.
Wow.
And, you know, we started this campaign off. I've never run for office before, but I put $100,000 of my own money into this. And I would say that we are running a fabulous race. I got a great team. I've got a ton of volunteers out knocking doors. We're knocking thousands of doors a day. And we're getting that message out.
What do you think are some of the biggest differences? And if people have been paying attention to television and radio, they might already know the answers to this. But the biggest differences that you have with Congressman Ryan, who at one point you admit you were supportive of.
I was. And Paul Ryan has championed this job-killing, district-leveling trade deal, Trans-Pacific Partnership, and it gives up U.S. sovereignty. It will bring foreign workers to replace us here in our jobs here at home. And, you know, if I gave you a vote and me a vote and the other two guys here in the tent a vote, who's leading? Nobody's leading. You can't lead with one vote. Paul Ryan is selling this as a free trade deal, and it's anything but. This is not free trade. This is corrupt, captive trade. Certain big corporations will win, and the vast majority of the rest of us will lose. We saw what happened with NAFTA. NAFTA said 65% of the product has to be made in the United States in order for it to be marked made in the United States. TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, takes it down to 45%. And it's the worst kind of trade deal. We should do bilateral trade deals only, country on country. And the reason Japan wants this TPP and they brought all their awkward cousins into it is because if you have a bilateral trade agreement, each country has one vote. Two countries, two votes. You negotiate well. When you bring a bunch of other people in, no businessman would sign this trade agreement. No businessman in his right mind would sign a deal that says, this is a living agreement and you get one vote. Sign it now and the rest of us can change it after it's passed. Because you don't know what it's going to morph into. And we already know it's bad. We know it's bad for manufacturing. It's bad for farmers. It's being sold as a good thing for farmers. But, in fact, farmers won't sell. Let's take Japan, for instance. Farmers won't sell any agricultural product, whether it's corn, soybeans, whether it's dairy, cheese. They will not sell to a distributor or a consumer in Japan. They have to sell to the government of Japan. And in order to do that, you have to get a certificate from the country of Japan. And I've got bad news for all the vast majority of our farmers. You're not getting one of those certificates. So it's a win for big agribusiness. It's gonna force smaller farms into bigger agribusinesses. It's a terrible trade deal, and the reason Paul Ryan is championing it is because follow the money. His big campaign donors want this trade deal. They want this trade deal bad. They want open borders. They want cheap labor in this country. Paul Ryan fails to secure the border. He is all in for amnesty, and he said so on CNN. He said, we need to change the existing immigration laws. No, we don't. We need to enforce the existing immigration laws. That's what we need to do. And I've heard that time and again in the district as I'm knocking doors and meeting people who have immigrated here legally. They have said to me, Nealon, we don't want amnesty. We don't want everybody else pushed ahead of us. We did the right thing. We went the legal route. There is a way to be a legal immigrant in this country.
There is, and that is one of the major sticking points in the campaign. The question that always comes up, and I want to get your answer to this, is We can start enforcing the laws today. We could just take them all literally and start enforcing them today. And as we ran across people that did not have proper documentation, we'd investigate them, we'd deport them if they didn't, all that kind of stuff. But how do you deal with what would be the backlog, the suggested 11 million people that we have to deal with to get us back to the purity of the immigration laws being enforced at their face value?
Well, I think a couple things. You have to start with, you can't effectively deport somebody when you have no mechanism to keep them out of the country. You need to build a wall. You need and vast majorities of the sections along the border. Other sections, I've been down to the border several times, as you probably know, and Sheriff Arvin West is responsible for 100 miles of border. He said, I said, Sheriff, can you secure this border? He said, you give me 75 men in 24 hours and I can secure Hudspeth County. Now, these sheriffs and deputies are subject to narco terrorists bringing heroin over the border. You can't, I've had people who lost children to illegals who were deported four times, who were in U.S. prisons. They came back and shot their children. Now, how do you effectively deport anybody when you have no mechanism to keep them out of the country? So the first step is build the mechanism, build the wall, build the mechanisms to keep people out. And anybody who bumps up against law enforcement, if they're not legal, they get deported, period. And you set a time frame before you say, hey, we're going to go start looking for people. But there is a legal path right now. People have chosen not to go the legal path because they keep thinking that they are going to get amnestied in. Well, I'm here to tell you that the vast majority of Americans do not want to see that happen. And I can say for sure in Wisconsin's first district, I've personally knocked thousands of doors myself. Do you know that I've lost 28 pounds since I started this campaign? And I wasn't a big guy to begin with. I've literally lost 28 pounds. I weighed myself this morning. I said, I got to start eating more. This is crazy.
Well, you picked the right place to come.
Yeah.
We can fix you up.
Yeah. So, you know, you have to enforce the laws. You can't selectively enforce the laws in this country. We are a law. We are a country of laws. And Americans want to see the laws enforced. If you aren't enforcing laws, you are inviting crime. We have narco terrorists in 3,000 U.S. cities. The heroin that's coming into this country, the DEA crime report has said all of that heroin's coming from Mexico. It's not coming from Afghanistan. Afghan heroin goes to Africa, to Asia, and to Europe. The vast, over 90% of the heroin in the United States, and we have a heroin epidemic in the United States right now. Paul Ryan wants to say, well, you know, we passed some opioid bills. That's like putting a bandage on a ruptured aorta. You cannot possibly, why would we put treatment plans when people are dying from heroin? Stop the flow of heroin. They're also smuggling humans across the border. They're smuggling young women across the border. They're making as much money smuggling humans as they are heroin now. And it's just heartbreaking to see this go on. It's a human rights crisis going on, and we've got to enforce our laws. Why should we have a steady stream of low-skilled workers coming into this country hurting the Americans who are at the lowest end of the ladder, trying to climb up the ladder? They can't even get on the ladder. It is completely unfair to bring people into this country from other places to replace Americans in their jobs. In fact, I saw it with in skilled trades. They're doing it with the H-1B visas. The H-1B visas have metastasized into a cancer across this country. I was at Abbott Labs right outside of our district. A bunch of those workers there live in our district around Pleasant Prairie, and they told between 150 and 180 employees, you have 90 days to train your foreign-born replacement in the IT department. They said, you have 90 days to train your foreign-born replacement. If you don't, you're not getting your severance check. And they made them sign confidentiality agreements on it. That's not America. That's not the America that I grew up in. You know, I've run Fortune 500 businesses around the globe, I was in charge of Europe, the Middle East, and Africa for a Fortune 500. I started out in a factory at 18 years old as a maintenance mechanic. It took me 12 years at night to get my engineering degree. I just got my fifth U.S. patent 2 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
And I know how to run businesses. I ran a division of our SPX Corporation out of Delavan, Wisconsin. I was in charge of Delavan, Buffalo, New York, Chicago, Mexico City, and Modesto, California. And through the downturn, 08 and 09, we grew that business from $150 million to $180 million. All those P&Ls, all those profit and losses I was responsible for. We grew the business. They said, wow, you did such a great job. We want you to go run all of our businesses in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. That was over $2 billion worth of business. So I know trade. I've shut down Mexican factories and brought those jobs back to the United States. I shut down a Canadian factory and brought those jobs back to the United States. I've moved work back from China to the United States. And this trade deal that Paul Ryan's pushing through right now, this open borders scenario that he's creating for the United States is... I'd like to ask everybody listening a question. When has Paul Ryan worked as hard for Wisconsin as he has for his corporate donors? Never. Never.
Paul Nealon, our guest here, this segment of your talk show. We will take a quick break. When we come back, Paul, I want to have you weigh in on this. It's not a platform. I don't know. It's the better GOP plan, I guess, for lack of a better terminology. The six planks that have kind of been laid out by at least some GOP House members. I don't know if that there's full agreement over there on the House side, but have you weigh in on some of those things that have been introduced as talking points when we come back with Paul Nealon as our guest from the Badgerland Financial Broadcast Center at the Rock County 4-H Fair on WCLO.
Find the best deals right now during Budweiser Chevrolet's Summer Sell Down event.
Hurry in today for the best selection. You'll find many different vehicles on the lot with specially marked bonus tags. 20% off bonus tag. Save 20% on select 2016 Chevrolet models, including the Silverado 1500, the Traverse, Spark, Chevy Trax, Impala, and the Chevy Equinox. We've got a fantastic selection of vehicles to choose from, but the 20%ers won't last long, so hurry in. We've also got special Equinox loyalty incentives. If there's an Equinox in your family, you can save an additional $1,500 on a brand new 2016 Equinox. On top of that, the lease deals right now are unbelievable. Drive home in a new Chevy Cruze for just $169 per month.
Find your best deals now at Budweiser Chevrolet, exit Highway 81 off I-90 Beloit. Chevrolet, find new roads. Payment based on 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year, $17.50 down, plus tax, title, and license.
Hi, Satellite Sue of Star Satellite, and I'd like to share a tremendous deal with you. If you're tired of paying too much for TV, switch to Dish 2-Year TV Price Guarantee. For only $49.99 a month, you get over 190 channels, and your price won't change for 2 years. Stop and see me at the Rock County Fair or call 757-9101 to learn about this amazing new offer from Dish.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, and easy auto pay. Other restrictions apply. See starsatellite.biz for more details. Offer ends soon.
Some of the best times of the year happen in summer, like going to the pool or family cookouts. But summer also brings heat and humidity that can make you uncomfortable, even in your own home. Quigley Smart Company can help create a cool, comfortable oasis inside. And now receive up to $1,500 on an efficient new Lennox home comfort system. So call Quigley Smart Company now at 608-365-6688 or visit them online at QuigleySmart.com and then enjoy summer's best.
You want the best dogs around? How about free food? Listen up. Steve's Deli Doghouse is at the Rock County Fair this week in the food court across from the food tent. Mr. Deli Dog will be handing out stickers, and that's important because if a Deli Doghouse secret spotter spots you wearing your sticker, you can win coupons for free food. Stop by Steve's Deli Doghouse at the fair for garlic parmesan-infused cheese curds, Italian beef, Chicago dogs, and apple explosions. You really got to taste those. See you at the fair.
He has been so close so many times this season.
This is where it gets good.
The wait is over for Martin Truex Jr.
This is where outsmarting the tricky triangle can be the difference between a spot in the chase.
Martin Truex Jr., victory lane, baby!
And a demolition derby. Texas Pocono, man. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series continues Sunday at 1 Eastern on NBCSN.
Dust off your dancing shoes and get ready to party. Downtown Beloit's annual Celebrate Weekend is coming your way August 5th and 6th. Shop, eat, dance. The fun starts both days at 8 a.m. with sidewalk sales and a farmer's market on Saturday. Friday, August 5th, enjoy street dance with live music and lunch from Merrill and Houston's Steak Joint from 11:30 until 1:30 p.m. The street dance opens Friday night at 5:30. Food vendors on site and the awesome sounds of Mr. Big Stuff, followed by Cold Sweat and the Brew City Horns. Don't miss the fun August 5th and 6th. Brought to you by the Downtown Beloit Association.
Back at the Badgerland Financial Broadcast Center at the Rock County 4-H Fair, Paul Nealon, challenger to Congressman Paul Ryan in the August 9th primary, is our guest. Again, I feel compelled to keep talking about this, Paul, because it is such a odd primary in places. It's a partisan primary. Voters are only going to be able to vote in one, either the Democrat or Republican or Libertarian or whatever they want, you know, if they want something, some other party. But the dynamic that's setting up in certain places across the 1st Congressional District is you have this primary with Speaker Ryan and yourself on the Republican side and a lot of other races that are contested on the Democratic side, and people are going to be forced to make a choice as to which of those they vote in because they won't be able to cross party lines. So I just remind you of that as we have these discussions. Before the break, I mentioned this six-point better GOP plan that Congressman Ryan has kind of been spearheading, I guess, to come out with and say, all right, these are the Republican ideas for how we move the nation forward. I'm sure you're aware of them and have looked at them at least to some degree. Of the six ideas, any you can get behind, any that you think are terrible, just give us kind of your overall look at that.
You know, I call him Proposal Paul because he's gotten three pieces of legislation that he's authored through Congress in 18 years. He renamed a post office. He changed the excise taxes on arrows. And some other gobbledygook thing about honesty in legislation. And we did not hire a magazine publisher. We did not hire a guy who writes newspaper articles. And he's walking around with this better GOP thing. His job is to draft legislation and bring it to the floor for debate. He has not done that. This better GOP thing is a joke, is what it is. It is deflection. It is not doing your job. We hired a legislator. Paul Ryan's job, and singularly on this planet, there is one human who is responsible for Article 1, Section 8, bringing debate to the floor of the House on war. The last authorization to use military force has run out. It was put through in 2002, and we've been fighting those wars. It ran out. And the framers of the Constitution specifically said they did not want the president to be able to wage war without Congress authorizing it. Speaker Ryan has failed, has refused, essentially, by ignoring written requests to bring that to the floor of the House. And that's his job. He's not done his job. And consequently, we're fighting wars all around the globe. And they're essentially not authorized. The president's not to wage war, and Paul Ryan's not held him accountable for that. And members of Congress have written him letters to get him to put that debate out there, and he has refused to do it. So, you know, instead of spending time publishing a magazine, he should be spending time debating on the floor of the House or debating me. You recall last time I was on with you, Tim, I said I'd love to have you moderate a debate between Speaker Ryan and I. If he thinks TPP is so great and he can come in front of Wisconsin voters and debate it, I'd love to debate him on it. I'd love to debate him on his stance on open borders. And he said to an AP reporter, we'll work it out. Well, I guess his idea of working it out was ignoring it, but I'm not going away. I'm not going away, and I'm going to win this election. Paul Ryan is going to lose his job on August 9th. He is going to be a lame duck on August 9th, and they will vote him out of the speakership as soon as that happens, or very shortly thereafter, I suspect, because he's not doing his job.
Well, in all disclosure to listeners, to yourself, and obviously Paul Ryan's campaign knows it because I've been corresponding with them by email, we continue to ask for that debate presentation because we like those presentations.
Well, thank you.
We think it's the best way for voters to be able to discern side-by-side comparisons on some of these major issues between candidates. And we've had very little luck either, obviously, but we'll continue to hope that we might get something to happen between now and August 9th. As it relates to the differences between you and Congressman Ryan, obviously we have immigration, obviously we have TPP, and some other things that get your hackles up a little bit. Maybe we should talk about.
Sure, you know, my donations have been coming in from around the country. You know, averaging $50 or so. I haven't taken any big corporate donations. Speaker Ryan has. Speaker Ryan's taken money from people like, you know, Berkshire Hathaway and Pfizer and big, big companies that have interests in how the legislation is written. So it's really not surprising at all how he votes. And he's not voting on behalf of Wisconsin voters. We just don't pay well enough.
Is this your lead up to an overturning of Citizens United desire? Because a lot of business people say, no, that was the right decision.
Well, you know, Citizens United or not, you can make a conscious decision on what money you take. I've been offered a lot of money to throw into my campaign, and I've refused it. And I've refused it because it was offered to me by the same people who want TPP to go through. Can you believe they would have the gall to come to me to suggest they would put money in my campaign? I'm telling you, it is just the level of corruption and deceit in Washington, D.C. it's just mind-boggling. It burns my guts when things like that happen, and I can't be bought. I've been blessed by God to have an exceptional career in manufacturing. I have, and I'm thankful. I haven't done everything right. I'm not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but I've done a lot of good things and with a lot of good companies, and you know, so I simply can't be bought. I refuse to take that money because that money's not going to help us in Wisconsin's first district. I live here. I love it here. I married a woman from here. I've got friends, family here. We've got a long history of manufacturing and design here, and this is where I call home. You know, I was raised to wave at everybody I see. If you see somebody, wave at them, and if the next time you see them and they didn't wave the last time, you beep and wave. That's how I was raised. So that's how I do it. But, you know, Wisconsin's a great place. We've got a bright future ahead of us. You know, I've created jobs, and I don't back down to a fight. When I firmly believe in something, I firmly believe I will fight for the right things, and this is a righteous fight. This is the right fight, is to fight for Wisconsin's jobs and Wisconsin's security. So,
all right, Paul Nealon, thanks for sharing some thoughts with us this morning. We are going to hear from the two Democratic challengers in the tent here tomorrow. They have agreed to debate each other. So Ryan Solon and Tom Brew will be here in our broadcast tent tomorrow. We'll talk more about issues facing the 1st Congressional District. Paul Nealon, thanks for your time this morning. We really appreciate that.